The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Why are we so bad at complaining in this country? Are we too embarrassed at the attention we bring to ourselves? Are we too timid? We don't want to make a fuss? Or perhaps we empathise a little with the server or the shop assistant? Or are we simply scared of a possibly hostile response? Well, I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So you're going to tell us how best to complain anyway, but first, why do we not complain well?
Yes, I think why we don't complain and what's going on in the background is often kind of what, because it situates us for complaining or from running away from it. And I think people do have a kind of an innate, fear of confrontation. They know that if they complain, they're in some way putting themselves forward for the possibility of that. So some people really are afraid of that. Others are kind of, you know, anxious that they will be perceived in a kind of as being rude or aggressive. And I think then there's the other point that you can feel that perhaps you're going to, you know, upset the staff or that you as you say there, identify very much with them. And the point is we are taught to be very, you know, polite and patient and step back, not make a scene. So all those things feed into where we position ourselves when it comes to something happening where we feel we should complain.
So are we conditioned to be the way we are?
I think so, yes. I think, and we, you know, we would often say girls even more so that we're, you know, taught to be nice, as they say, and taught not to be too outspoken. And I know while that is changing, it still plays a part there, a little extra part. But it's not really very gender specific. I think many people do not feel comfortable complaining. And the thing is, it's really about, you know, what you say inside in your own mind. The point is that there is a kind of there's a positivity, if you like, about complaining. In the short term, it's really useful to do, you know, when something isn't going right, let's say in a service way or otherwise, there are some simple steps that you take. You try and focus more on the outcome than on what you are feeling and on your frustration. So instead, you try and be calm, you try and state what has happened, state what you expected, and offer then the person that you are complaining to, give it over to them, almost like a tennis ball going across the court, give it to them to offer their solutions. The problem really happens that the person starts to vent their, how would you say, their frustration. They begin to talk more about how they feel. They feel disappointed. I thought this was going to be better. And it all gets ratcheted up very quickly. So again, it's back to the, you know, more simply kind of trying to stay with the facts of your disappointment, of what has happened, what you expected, what should have been and what was, let's say, written down or otherwise. Yeah, so in the moment, it's kind of obvious what should be done. But what I really notice is that some people, you know, some people never complain and some people always complain. Yeah. And I'm sure I don't know if you would identify with that, but, you know, you can see people who are prone to complaining, both in their life, and let's step away from service for a moment, in their life. Some people will continue to complain about the same thing. So looking at the psychology of it, people can go around in a circle, and there's a big negative to that because what you're really doing there is you're reinforcing negative thoughts, negative thought patterns. And when you continue in a particular thought pattern, you are 80% likely to have a similar kind of thought pattern for the next set of thoughts.
Now, the question of sometimes you don't complain because, I mean, I remember a friend of mine was in a very high-end restaurant and the potatoes mm-hmm. served with the dish were hard. And she mm-hmm. complained. The chef came out around every table saying, how'd you enjoy that? And she said, it was absolutely fabulous. But there's just one, he said, was there anything at all? And she said, one little thing, the potatoes were hard. And he mm-hmm. said, that's the way they're meant to be, and stalked off. Now, she never darkened that doorstep again, I can assure you.
Yes, 100% wrong. You know, and so, I mean, and you will meet people who will not accept your complaint. And she gave that complaint in a very good way, didn't she?
Yes,
you know,
she,
that's what you're saying. She stated it, just one thing, everything else was lovely, but quite interesting. I mean, there is an arrogance around food, isn't there? You know, you will hear that in various reviews that people will, if they complain, they're almost, you know, kind of shunned a little bit in very, you know, upmarket restaurants. It's a kind of very negative thing. But I think that it shouldn't put people off. I think that in the small things, stating what is wrong and just asking for a solution is, you know, if you can keep that in your head, that you're more about stating than about your disappointment, your anger, your frustration, that's where people go wrong. Now, remember, the people who are in life like that, in broad terms, are probably going to bring that into a restaurant. So if in general, you're the person who doesn't moderate your own kind of mood very well, who doesn't manage your emotions very well, it's very likely that you're going to be the person in the restaurant with the red face and who is, you know, venting. Because the purpose in complaint really is not about venting, is it? It's about getting
achieving
something
an outcome,
or
yeah.
getting something sorted and resolved for the future.
Question for you, Stephanie, from a listener. Some people are allergic to complaining and get stressed when their dining companion complains.
Yes. That's right, because I think because if you have a dining companion who complains in a very positive way and doesn't, you know, doesn't destroy the mood of the evening, because I mean, I've often found myself in situations where people will do that. They will complain and they will make it so emotional and so angry, you know, that in fact your meal is spoiled and everybody's paid, you know, the 50 or 70 euro for it. So it seems like a waste. So it does have to be done mindful of the people you are sitting with. I think that is important. You, even if it means you step away from the table or otherwise, but I think that you mustn't ruin the night or ruin the lunch, if you like, because of a complaint. I think that's quite important. And the person who's complaining can do that as well as you would say there, the person who gave a very bad response. But in broad terms, I find if you complain in a positive way, I find, and of course I used to work in the kind of, I used to work in Erlinga, so I was obviously into customer service and teaching customer service. And I've always seen it. It's an opportunity for that person to do something about it. And when people deal with your complaint in a good way, my God, you really do remember it, don't you?
Yeah,
you
know, and you're likely to tell everyone how great it was
absolutely.
And how well they handled the complaint. So it does
and
the...
And tell the good news.
The emporium then does well out of that whole thing. So
I think, yes.
No, I was just going to say, in summary, if you can make your complaint in a gentle way and get a result, that's what everyone wants, including the institution, to know maybe that the chef is off his game. One last thing is about wine. You know, people, they sniff the thing, it smells musty, but they don't have the nerve to say, hang on, I think this is corked. What do you do?
Well, I wouldn't be good at that, but I think you have to have the facts if you're going to complain. I think it's reasonable if you can't drink it. We all know things are very different. People's tastes are very different. You would know if it tastes absolutely undrinkable, that it's probably corked. But, you know, I think you do have to have your facts. And I think you have to stay calm, be direct, be specific. And as I say, above all else, and say, I think it is. And, you know, and maybe ask one or two at the table. And if everyone thinks the same, well, then perhaps that's a better way to go forward with it. But I would be unsure on that kind of score. But I think I really think it's important to complain, because we have become, you know, we have a tendency in Ireland, I think, to feel bad about things and not to say it outward. It's a kind of, you know, to kind of suck it up, not to, you know, not to make a scene. I think they're wonderful in the States at it, I have to say personally. And I learned it. I would have learned a lot of that customer service kind of thinking over there. And I think they're very good at just saying, I would prefer if you would do this. I would, you know, this is what I expected, and I would prefer if you take that back. You know, they don't go into the whole thing of, I'm disappointed in you, or I expected you to do more, or, you know, they don't get emotional about it. They just sort of put the responsibility back on the person to do something good about it.
And indeed, Stephanie, the thing is that the server knows that their tip depends on how they respond, which is another aspect of service as well. Stephanie Regan, who is clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.